At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Well, welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney, Curtis, Wiggy, Jackson, and Tom all here enjoying your hump day with you. And we were smack dab in the middle of the news. We're going to have Chris Mannix coming up in about an hour. He's going to talk about the whole kerfuffle that is Wick Grosbeck. Originally, Wick was supposed to stay on as the governor of the Celtics for the next 3 years after the deal went through to Chisholm. And now it seems like he is not going to stay as the governor. He's going to keep the CEO title and be the alternate governor. But a change.
What that means.
Yeah, what that means seems like it was a change that happened overnight. But yeah, he will join us at 9.
Very strange. Just starting last year, once the sale was first discussed, it was about, you know, what does he make? It's just crazy. You can think about where we were 1 year ago today.
Mm-hmm.
You had Jason Tatum being disrespected by Steve Kerr in the Olympics.
Right.
You have the Celtics on the verge of what we all thought was a dynastic run.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, boom, they put the team up for sale. And then you have the Tatum injury done for next season, and now it's this guy coming in, and there's all these changes. They've sort of had a meh offseason.
Yeah.
Their main goal has been to shed cash, and now they're entering a year where there's not even going to be on, like, what is it, like three primetime games?
Oh,
they had the
it?
Primetime schedule.
Right.
That was Terps here. He can let us know.
Do you think that it was that maybe Chisholm and Wick weren't seeing eye to eye?
I get it because, no, it's you spend $6 billion. You want to be the guy.
But you always knew that that was the case.
And he didn't spend $6 billion.
Well, no. I'm not saying him in general. He's the new owner, so he wants to be the guy, right? If you're the, you know, however you want to, you know, phrase it, or however much money he spent.
Right, front man.
If he's the front man, the majority owner, he wants to be the guy. He doesn't want somebody else running it. I mean, wouldn't you do the same thing?
I guess I would do it from jump, though. I just think that it's weird that we knew that this deal was happening, and it was Wick was speaking very highly about staying on.
Right.
And I think that when it came to when we heard from Jason Tatum, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when this was announced, Jason Tatum was asked about it, and he seemed really confident because of Wick staying on. Like, I think these guys really had have a lot of trust in Wick, as they should, and I just wonder what the change was.
Maybe Chisholm was like, yeah, you know, initially I wanted to do it, but you know what, I want to be more front-facing, I want to be more involved, you know, I am the majority owner of this team, so I want it to be my say. I don't, and maybe that's just kind of the way he went about it afterwards.
Yeah, to me, I feel like Wick was great at many things. He was incredible at being in the front row, getting the attention, being the guy that was perceived as the owner. I think as this process unfolded, it's fine to have Wick be the guy until he's no longer the guy. The deal was probably just recently fully finalized, and now
Chisholm wants to be the guy in the front row now.
It's just so crazy to me. You see Wick getting the trophy next to Pags. Pags had like $5 billion invested.
But I think that Pags understood that
he
Wick
didn't. They don't get along anymore.
But I think that it had to have been understood, or else you'd have two front-facing guys that had completely opposite things to say. Like,
why would it be benefit Pags to publicly ridicule the guy whose family is the primary owner?
It wouldn't be.
Right. So he's not going to say Wick is a guy. Why is he grabbing the trophy?
But I think that it's kind of crazy when we jump to conclusions just based off what Wick himself has invested in the Celtics. And you take away from the fact that his family is still the majority owner.
Well, right. I think Pags invested his earned money into the organization. And it's clear now that this has all fallen through that Pags and Wick were not going to be on the same ownership group.
No.
Pags tried to buy the Celtics. He was mad when he didn't get that's the Celtics. Wick gave the Celtics or sold the Celtics to Chisholm. And, you know, I just...
But saying that he's holding up the trophy, like, if your dad owned the Celtics and you only had 2%, you yourself, Chris Curtis, only had 2%.
I would not be in the front grabbing the trophy.
I don't know.
Well, it depends if the dad is like, you're the face of the franchise.
I think that's what it was with Wick.
Like,
yes.
I didn't really know. I always thought, like, okay, Wick was the guy who owned the team.
Me too.
And
he certainly allowed us all to think that.
And everybody else were smaller investors. That was like, oh, my thought.
Right. Like Rob Hale, I thought, was a lesser investor than Wick.
Yeah.
When in reality, Rob Hale was a much bigger investor than Wick.
Right. And it was because Wick's dad was the majority holder, but took a step back. It would be like if Robert was the majority holder and Jonathan only owned a little bit, but yeah. Robert said, you know what, Jonathan, you be the face of this thing.
Yeah, like, I kind of get it.
I mean, I get that as well. Yeah, I mean,
if we knew it, it would be one thing. I just think now that we know the relationship, Wick always wanted to be in that seat as long as humanly possible, and I guess who could blame him?
But I didn't even know they didn't get along. I thought Wick was the guy, and then it was like all these other people underneath.
Well, they did. They got along for a while, right. But in the end...
But to the end, you know how it is. It's like, whose trophy first, that kind of thing. You know, when you've got that much money, you know,
egos.
Everybody's got a giant ego. Everybody's like, who's pulling up in the bigger yacht?
Right. All right, let's get back to the news before we talk to Chris Mannix at 9 a.m. There's a crazy story out of the Hamptons after swimwear designer Martha Nolan O'Slaherty died in Montauk last week, and we now know what led to her untimely death. So sources say that the 33-year-old went to the Montauk Yacht Club on the night of August 4th to speak with 60-year-old insurance mogul Christopher Dernan. The next morning, witnesses say that he was running up and down the dock naked, screaming that he needed help for an unconscious girl. Hmm. She was found inside the boat dead, unfortunately.
Okay.
Foul play has been immediately ruled out. Authorities will not answer if it was drug related. At first, the witnesses said that this man was yelling that his girlfriend was unresponsive and needed help. It has now come out that this man was not her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was not in Montauk at the time. He is 34 years old. It was a business meeting that they were meeting up with. She was meeting up with this investor, this 6-year-old investor, and now ends up dead on his yacht. This seems
like a bad batch of drugs or just an OD?
They won't say whether drugs were involved, but I would assume even if it was a bad batch and she OD'd, that would be foul play in my mind, no?
Right.
No, I don't think that's
necessary. What does foul play mean?
We just talked about the Kansas City football fans. There was a bad batch of drugs
given
up.
Well, I think foul play is when you try to cover it up. Didn't he try to cover it up?
Because he put them outside. That's a good point.
They
went outside and died. I don't know the Kansas City thing. I think that there is.
Yeah.
People believe that he tried to cover it up.
I think like foul play is like if you try to cover it up.
Because this guy asked for help immediately.
Yeah, if he's asking for help, if he called 911 immediately.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's foul play. I think maybe, you know, they were just there having a good time. And this is all speculation. And,
right.
You know, maybe it was a bad batch of drugs or whatever. And maybe led to her potentially ODing, and he hit the panic button. If he's running up and down the dock naked, asking for help or calling 911, maybe.
I honestly don't, and this could be an old head take from a 33-year-old, but I don't get why people are still risking everything when it comes to coke or these other drugs that are laced with like a fentanyl. Like
some people don't know they're laced with stuff.
But I understand you don't know when you're taking it, but the risk is just so high. I don't get it. I don't, like, we see person after person. It doesn't matter how much money you have, what you do for work. Like, there are people that have everything in front of them that have a bad batch of drugs and they have no idea and they lose everything. They lose their life. I just don't get how people are still doing it.
Yeah, some people do drugs. Some people drink, you know. People have OD'd or not OD'd, but they have alcohol poisoning. Some people and like doing drugs, Courtney. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, very, very sad.
It is horrible. And, Courtney, I would just like to ask that you do not do any meetings on random yachts.
Oh, no, yeah. No. Not for me. Not for me.
Yeah, and don't ever do a ripper.
What's that?
Or a line of coke.
Oh, no. Not
just
for me.
Just diet.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Yes.
Diet. I love a diet coke.
Yep.
We have an airline incident of the day.
My 2-0 ladder. You are clear to take off.
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
Of the day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Greg Hill Show.
Well, a recent Air France flight traveling from San Francisco to Paris, that's a long haul, had to make an emergency landing in Canada due to a passenger's medical emergency. So they said that this woman, 4 hours into the flight, started getting very ill. And so they needed to save her. There was no doctors on board. They decided to land in Canada. Well, the passenger had to be stretchered off the plane. There were medical response people waiting. Instead of being very thankful that these people essentially saved her life, she started flipping off the crew members, being very upset that this ended up. I don't know if she just wanted to get sick for the entire, 10 more hours that they were going to have to fly, or the 10-hour total flight. But she was not happy with the way in which they dealt with this. The pilot called out the passenger after she was taken off the plane to the passengers that were still on board and continuing on to Paris. We have a bit of all this going down.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. One of our passengers needs some medical care. We asked for a doctor. Nobody was on board. So we are now diverting to St. John in Newfoundland, Canada. And we will have to offload this passenger to the hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. You'll be happy to know, to learn that our passenger, which we saved her life, and she was a bit angry to be offloaded with the aircraft, and she gave us the finger when leaving the aircraft, and she's still doing so, being very angry at the hospital. That's it.
So, I mean, these people are insane. Whether you're sick or not, you should be treating, be nice to the people that are working on the flight. Like, they do not get paid enough to deal with you flying off to your vacation and being a jerk.
Especially if they saved their life.
Right.
I flew like 4 years ago to Colorado, and there was a passenger who just fainted right next to us, right near the bathroom. And so she gets up. There's a seat next to me. We were in the front row of coach, and I was just flying by myself. And long story short, the woman that was seated next to me is asked to go back to the back seat where the woman who was sick was so that she could just sit there. She was diabetic. They had to get her insulin, get her blood sugar, whatever. And the woman kept coming up and, like, hovering, wanting her seat back while the girl was, like, still really sick. And finally, I was like, you can take my seat, Lane.
I'll go to the back.
I don't care. Like, have a seat. I'll go to the back of the plane. I don't want this woman booting. I want to get to the airport and land. And I've always wondered, like, how do they prove in the moment that it's a doctor?
Yeah.
Like, they say, is anybody, like, what if I said I was a doctor?
Yeah, I don't think they can.
That way we don't have to land in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
We can just keep going to Paris and I can say it was a joke or something.
Do doctors have, like, a license on them?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe they do have some. But I think you would
Have to fill out, like, paperwork? And I would assume.
Yeah, when you land, airline, I'm sure that at the end you'd have to.
And I guess it would depend on, like, like if she's throwing up or something like that. Or
this
like,
woman seemed to be throwing up.
But like, what if instead of a doctor, everybody read WebMD together?
Right.
And they're like, "We don't, okay, what are your
symptoms?" Oh, that's what they definitely did.
Yes.
Yeah, they were definitely Courtney on that plane. She's
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what she's got right now? Did you eat any clam fish or something?
Like, I don't want to delay 3 hours. We can figure this out. There's got to be a YouTube about how to deal with whatever this is.
I hear that the medical attention in Paris is far superior than
superior.
Canada.
Right. We can do like a Zoom. Let's Zoom a doctor.
Yeah. People are WebMDing like crazy.
Oh, yeah. We have an irrational fear in the news after 77-year-old Basil Kennedy, a dad in Missouri, died after he scratched his leg on the trailer hitch on his car. Mm. So this trailer hitch is used to take his boat out of the water or to put the boat in the water. The hitch had a flesh-eating bacteria that lives in salt water, coastal salt water. It had gotten on the hitch. It then got onto his skin into the cut. The man said, or his daughter said, that he cleaned it with hydrogen peroxide, immediately bandaged it up. But 3 days later, he was vomiting, had a fever, had signs of impending septic shock.
Jesus.
And so they tried to do surgery to remove that area, the skin in that area, and it didn't work. And unfortunately, he passed. So the daughters are now saying, like, we don't want anybody to be scared to go in the water. It's apparently, like, as temperatures rise, the bacteria is more prevalent in, they said, either salt water or brackish water, which is salt and fresh water combined.
That is terrifying.
Septic is terrifying.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the dumbest of the day, Jackson.
It's time for...
Oh, man, I feel like I'm dealing with an idiot when Curtis talks.
The dumbest of the day.
Isn't there a guy they call Num Nuts on the show?
Curtis, we talked about what we wanted to do for Dumbest of the Day. What do we have today?
We have right here, I'm going to get it. I'm just loading it as we speak right now. Sorry about that. An official on Long Island got excited talking about America's 250th birthday celebrations next year and accidentally said something sexual to the crowd. Apparently, he didn't know what the term... there's a Dino drop in there if you want to look it up. G Bang, if you want to try and find that puppy. It's one of my favorite drops that we have in the system. It's B and K and C drops. Apparently, he didn't know what this term meant. We have the official speaking from the Suffolk County, Ed Romaine.
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence. Thank you.
What does that mean, gangbang?
Oh, that's unfortunate for that guy. I mean, you've got to have some type of person that's working for you that maybe, you know, is like, so what do we think we're going to say during this speech? And you're like, yeah, we're going to call it a gangbang. No, that doesn't really mean what you think it does.
Yeah. I mean, I always think of old school when they get to the door and they say that they're here for the gangbang. Yeah. But
do people not know? Like, are there, like, really people out there that don't know?
Seems like this guy didn't know.
Can we hear it one more time?
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence. Thank you.
I love the clap.
Yeah, and everybody's like looking around like a gangbang?
It's going to be a gangbang unlike you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's going to be a gangbang.
The emphasis on bang is important.
So, I'm just asking the question.
So, Courtney's parents are going down the Cape this weekend. What is it going to be like?
No.
I mean, there's only two.
Bang. Gang bang.
There's only two meanings to it.
Right.
You know, there's only two meanings.
There's two?
Yes.
I only know one.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're in California and you're in South Central Los Angeles, there's another meaning.
Oh, okay.
There's
okay.
Like only two meanings to it.
Right.
You know, when you
there's shootings of some kind in both.
Yeah, right. You know, it's like, all right.
Was he trying to be hip and saying banger?
Yeah.
Like,
by the way, great point by Rob on a golf course in the Twitch chat. How can you be independent in a gangbang?
Oh, good point. But that means that he really had no idea what
that's
it meant.
That's true. Yeah, he's just trying to show that he had no
clue. Jackson's probably right. He probably meant like a banger. Like he was trying to...
Or maybe like a group of people, like we're a gang, you know, like, you know, we're going to gangbang.
Gangbang!
Like, you know what I'm saying? We're like, we're coming in strong like a posse. Like, you know what I mean?
Could have been.
What happened on that boat in Lake Minnetonka?
Gang bang.
Oh. Wiggy wouldn't know.
No,
I would not know.
All right, that's the news. And now let's get to what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox take care of the Astros. 14-1 was the final in Houston with Dustin May showing out. He had tossed six scoreless innings while striking out eight. They've got another night of Roman Anthony and Alex Bregman homering along with Carlos Narvaez. Alex Cora talked about Anthony after the win. Here he is from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Really good. And that swing on the homer, that was impressive. Not too many people go deep here in that part of the ballpark. Not getting away from, I mean, his game plan is his game plan. His approach is his approach. And, you know, if you don't throw it in the zone, he's not going to swing most of the time. And, you know, we're joking, me and Ref, we're like, man, we pinch it for him in the first game of his career. You know, who was the dumbass that did that? Yeah.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Last one in Houston tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Some breaking news for the Celtics when the sale for the Celtics to Billy Chisholm fully goes through. Wick Grosbeck will no longer be the Celtics governor. Grosbeck is expected to remain with the CEO title as planned and will be the alternate governor after the sale is complete. We'll be joined by SI's Chris Mannix this morning at 9 on that change. Some breaking news this morning for the Bills. They have reached a deal with running back James Cook for an extension that includes the most guaranteed money for a running back in 5 years. Pretty good there.
Yep.
And the Pats have their joint practice today with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game on Saturday. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. When we get back, we're going to go to Tom Brady, talking about money that college athletes are making now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.